Om Shanti. Good morning. I hope everyone has got their headphones on. I'll make this announcement twice, that following Dadi's class, we will have joint Murali, English and Hindi. Please remain here in the auditorium. As we did, I believe, last weekend.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Good morning.
Good morning, Daddy.
Ek somarwar hai, dusra holiday hai.
One, today it's Monday, but two, it's also Bank Holiday Monday. Is everybody able to get this clear translation that he's asking? Previously, we used to keep silence on Monday.
Baba kehte siddhi mon rakho.
But at this confluence age, Baba says, constantly maintain silence. Doesn't mean that you don't speak.
Jo Baba sikhata hai, wohi bolna hai.
But speak the things that Baba is teaching you.
Woh to kam ho jata hai bolna.
Because after listening to Baba, in fact, we speak a lot less.
Baba ke bachche hai na.
We are Baba's children.
To Baba apni bhasha sikhata hai.
So Baba is teaching us his language. He teaches us how to speak. So many have this experience that after becoming Babas, so many ways in which we benefit ourselves.
Sochna to bilkul khatam ho gaya.
Our thinking has finished.
Kya soche?
Completely. What is there to think about?
Kya soche?
What would you think about?
Hamari zimmedari Baba ke upar ho gayi.
Because God is now responsible for us.
Jo jinki main zimmedar thi wo Baba ke apne upar utha li.
And whatever was Baba's responsibility, we have taken that on. Those that we were responsible for, those whose burden we were carrying on our heads, those who we were worried about, Baba has taken responsibility of all of that, and I've become free. So if we're free, it's not just that we remember Baba, but as we're free, what would we do? It's remembrance that has freed us. And Baba's freed us from remembering everything else. This time, the weekend of the Call of Time dialogue in Oxford was very wonderful. Many had come from many countries.
23 youth the.
There were 23 youth. Deliberately, we had invited the youth, those who had never even gone out of their own countries. They work in their countries. But so that they could experience this type of gathering, this was the plan, that the youth should experience this type of gathering, the gathering of the Call of Time. So they said to Dadi, Dadi, you start. And Dadi said if she starts, then she would say to the youth, they should not speak so much, not think so much, and that way the youth can work wonders, they can perform wonders. So when will our speaking and thinking reduce? when we first go into silence. So Dadi herself benefited a lot by staying in silence, not going into silence, but staying in silence. By staying in silence, there are so many benefits that one experiences, and that those who you are in connection with, they too gain the benefit. Though they may be sitting far away, the vibrations of silence will reach them. And coming into sound is sometimes understood, sometimes not understood. Culture, language, all these things, and there's diversity, but the language of silence is something that everyone can understand. The language of spirituality. And in that spirituality, there is the language of God's versions, God's language. So we remain beyond all the things of differences. And so whether Jews, Muslims, whatever background they were from, they were sitting together and they were conversing, and they said, we have never had this sort of exchange before. And the more they interacted, the greater the love grew. And so with silence, so that he didn't really want to go into this, but as she started, she's saying, well, it's a holiday, we have more time today, and she's encouraging us to take greater benefit of being in silence. And to go into silence means, so she shared two things with them. One is to merge and to finish things and merge them. To have the sense to merge things and to end things, because there's a lot of habit of going into expansion, and many have this habit of expansion, and the intellect goes into a great deal of expansion all the time. But now, to really merge things, that is, to go into the essence in a sense. The second thing is, if something happens, merge it in such a way, have that power to accommodate in such a way as if it's gone into the ocean. Deep into the ocean, the thing has just settled and there's no obvious sign of it. You just feel the coolness of the ocean. You see the waves of the ocean. We found Baba, the ocean of knowledge. Therefore, we merge in that ocean of knowledge. Knowledge means, it's as if the situation never arose, and therefore we don't think about it, nor do we speak about it. We become distant from thinking or speaking about anything. If we think about something, then we start saying, this one is like this one is like that. The thinking immediately brings the words on our lips. As words start being uttered through the lips, they touch people's ears, and so the sound spreads. And so the work that Baba has given us, that create a powerful atmosphere through your attitude, that work is forgotten. And yesterday in the Murali, Baba spoke about attitude through the mind. As are your thoughts, so your attitude becomes, and in turn the drishti is likewise. So I've seen and I have this experience that when we merge things, we merge them in such a way that in a second we prevent anything from becoming expanded. And so they ask this question, that then if you don't think, the intellect is not creative. And Dadi smiled and said, show me somebody who has a creative intellect like mine. That is to say, Brahmins have creative intellects. They bring newness. Baba brings that newness to your intellect. New things will emerge. Very good things will emerge. Things that are of necessity will come to the intellect. And the thought will come, and it's Baba who puts it into practice. Baba makes it practical. There's no need to think. No need to think at length. To think whether it will happen or not and have doubts is also not necessary. So the newness that comes in your thoughts and that feeling that this will definitely take practical shape. Yesterday, Dadi shared something in class that she's repeating, that Baba's words have done such wonders, and so we say that God's versions are the truth, and they become reality. One time Baba said to me, child, it will happen. In the hut, Baba said to me, child, it will happen. And to this day, I have that absolute faith that whatever Baba says, whatever is the thought, it will definitely become practical. So there's so much power in God's words. And there's that guarantee that it will happen. So I say, yes, Baba. And Baba says it's fixed, it's destined to happen, but the children have to make effort. It's not going to happen just like that. And so in this, the power of the gathering makes it happen. One is an instrument to say, yes, we will do this, and the rest join in the task, cooperate. As there is the song, that with everyone's finger of cooperation, the mountain was lifted. And it's the finger of the loving intellect that lifts the mountain. There's one Hanuman shown holding the mountain. Just one Hanuman. And it's the loving intellect of the gopis and gopis that lifts the mountain through everyone's finger of cooperation. And on the other hand, a mountain shown being held by Hanuman. And Hanuman is the son of wind, of air. And so he's so light. And so for him, because he's so light, there is no situation is too big. Because he's so light, the son of air, of wind. So to be in silence means to be light. And the experience is of great lightness. The task is happening and we are simply flying with Baba. Baba is making me fly and I fly with him. And then there's the question, Baba's making me fly? Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to fly, because if there's the slightest sanskar of body consciousness, it makes me become breathless. If I become breathless just climbing, then if I become breathless just running, then how am I going to fly? It's I who then has to run, but it's Baba who makes us fly. All I have to do is keep my intellect plain and let Baba take me. So I fly. So Mamma has shared in her Murli, and Baba's also told us in Avyakt Murli's children, make a plan and keep the intellect plain. So such easy words. Sweet versions. Make a plan, Baba says. Make a plan. Meet together and make a plan. Don't make a plan just by yourself. And the brother takes Gani of Unilever. And he liked the things that Dadi shared. And he said to Dadi, there's one thing Dadi has to change. So he asked the question on creativity. And then he asked another question. And The answer that he gave was that if I didn't have a creative intellect, I would not be able to have a connection with the creator. Baba is the creator, the main actor, the director, and he enables us to play our part at this confluence age. He works through us. If we didn't have connection with him, how would we be able to work? If he didn't make us his helpers, of what use would we be? But if I think I have to do this, I must carry out this task, then there'll be no result. If I'm thinking I have to do this, I have to do that, and I'm beating my head, if I don't keep God's company, then nothing's going to be achieved. If I don't use Srimad, nothing will result. Doesn't matter how much you beat your head using manmat, dictates of your own mind, nothing is going to result. But with Srimad, that absolute guarantee that that which is destined to happen, the best result will come. And Baba brings souls to you who cooperate. And Baba simply says, wait and see. And in this, you need to have a lot of patience. So just wait a while. Baba says, just wait a while, just be peaceful. And if you're thinking, oh no, but I have to do this now, I have to do this now. No, Baba says, have patience. So Baba says, have good dharana, have patience. And then they ask the question, what do you call wisdom? And Dadi said, when you do things practically, not that you use your intellect a great deal, very fast, and but you don't actually do anything. But today's slogan is about wisdom, maturity. Maturity is when you don't do anything hastily. And sometimes we say, we'll ask Baba, send a message to Baba and ask Baba something. But when we go into expansion, asking Baba something, that even is going into expansion. But just to wait, be patient, and see how things take shape. Okay, yesterday there was some other program, today is a different program, but we have to do things according to the time. We have to be aware of what the time is telling us. And so we should give ourselves this powerful potion of patience to drink so that we grind those ingredients that are necessary to give ourselves patience so that we don't react to things, so that we are not quick to make decisions. So we realize that actually there is benefit in what's happening, and you won't ask the question, how? Not so quickly asking the question, how? Because when we launch into questions of how very quickly, then it doesn't lead to patience. And so they were asking me the question, just as God helps you, would He help us too? And Dadi said, yes, of course, definitely, because who is God here for? Those who come close to Him, they receive His help. First, He'll give tenfold help, then hundredfold help, then thousandfold help. That is who you call God. Human beings don't give that much help. They're not able to. If they do something, they'll ask for the return. They'll say, look, I did this for you. What return have you given to me? But God continues to give and help and continues to help. And so the saying that when the child has courage, God helps. And so in that, we need silence and we need that link of having courage and receiving Baba's help. And Baba becomes our helper And we would never then let go of our courage. All the things that we have been able to let go of, we've let go of them through courage. What do you think, Tony? It's through courage, isn't it, that we've let go of things? Nikpa, isn't it courage? It's through courage that we receive Baba's help, isn't it? At least not. If you agree, if you didn't have courage, where would you receive Baba's help from? You would think about it. You would think, oh, well, I tried before, but so-and-so also tried. And when we have these types of thoughts, they take us, they distance us from Baba. And the brother who was asking these questions was sitting quite far, and Dadi didn't know that Tex knew this other brother who was asking questions. So Tex, who was sitting quite close to Dadi, got up and gave his seat to that other brother who was sitting far away. And he really had this thirst to know God and experience God's help. He came and sat close to Dadi. And I said to him, you want to know what God is like? And just as Baba had placed his hand on my head, from that time I've never had waste thoughts. Never the thought, will it happen? Will it not happen? This type of thing, never. And so I put my hand on his head and I said, just as Baba placed his hand on my head, Dadi placed her hand on his head, and he went into such silence, such silence. And he then later said to Dadi, when I was coming here, I was first sent my wife and children to Sri Lanka, I think, and he was coming from Bombay, and he was feeling that there's some newness that's going to come into my life, and that's why he had the plan to send his wife and children to Sri Lanka. And for so this program had been created so souls like this one could receive Baba's help. And so I said, do you need Baba's help? You need God's help? So he held his hand out for Dadi, and Dadi held his hand, and Dadi said to him, God has said to me, the child, God has said to me, she said to him that Baba had said to her, the child, your fortune is in God's hands. And the vibration just became totally different as Dadi said that. And so Dadi explained to him that it is our actions that are the most powerful. God is the almighty authority. But when you give your hand in God's hand, your actions will become very powerful. So Dadi is giving us the essence of 2 or 3 days of dialogue there. Dadi had gone to a conference somewhere, and there was somebody there who knew Dadi, and this person asked Dadi a question in the midst of a gathering, that I have come to know that you have conversation with God. And I said, yes. I said, do you want to know how to have conversation with God? And Dadi said, really, you want to know? So Dadi said, okay, then stop having other kinds of conversation. Stop talking unnecessary things. Because if you want to talk with God, then to stop talking to yourself, stop talking to other people, because those are the things that make you mad. So Baba has taught us to free ourselves from all the unnecessary chat, as is in today's Murli. Children, first, there is faith, and second, the father's drishti, the these things that he was sharing with the class there yesterday. And today they're in Baba's Murali. So, Baba's Drishti. Who's Drishti? God's vision on us. One is this one who adopts us. The other who gives us the full inheritance. The one who gives us liberation in life. So what would Baba say to us? What would we talk to Baba about? Because we've understood everything. We come in front of Baba and Baba says, I'm not the one who knows the things that are within you, the things of your heart. Baba says, don't cheat with Baba. Because you can cheat with others, but you can't cheat with God. So when you go in front of God, when you go in front of Baba, Baba knows the things and Baba gives the response without you even needing to ask the question. So when I would go in front of Brahma Baba, I would say, Baba. Baba would say, child, are you ready? And I would say, yes, Baba. And then Baba wouldn't really need to say very much, just that I would say, I'm ready, Baba. And Baba would express what needs to happen. But Baba and Baba's knowing is such that, you know, you feel Baba knows. And it's really not necessary to talk so much. So experience this in your life. And so another question they asked was, you have so much business, so much activity. Don't you get a headache with all of this? And Baba said, sorry, Daddy said, look at my head and my hand. Where the heart is there in the service, then it's not a big thing to take responsibility. All you're doing is giving your hands. And if you do things with an honest heart, with a true heart, there's no headache. The heart works well also. So those who perform service with an honest heart, their heart is strong. And so we have to be very strong. Not that we talk one thing and we don't do those things, but when we do things with an honest heart, then we become strong. And it became a very good dialogue. And they were not, they never thought that Daddy would stay with them, talk to them for 3 hours at a time. Because in the world out there, people who are the heads of organizations, the leaders of organizations, they don't give that much time. They don't sit for that long. And they were asking, how can we become strong? And so, maybe we would have a question and answer on this type of dialogue that we had. But as it's a holiday, Dadi just wants to share everything that she's experienced the last few days. If you want to be strong, she said, not to be sensitive. When you quickly come into feeling, very quickly come into feeling, it's a sign of ego. It's a sign of being sensitive because of one's own ego. And that sensitivity makes you weak. It's that ego that's actually making you weak. And because of weakness, Maya takes advantage of us very well. If we are weak to start with, then Maya has a chance to make you weaker still. So internally, with the power of silence, with courage and that absolute faith and trust in Baba, with the experience of, with our personal experience of Baba, we learn how to mix with everyone yet be detached. If there is even subtle attachment to anyone, it means there is weakness. So we have to check this. Though we may think it's our responsibility to look after others, or we exercise our own plan, try to put that into practice. No, no, no. Just realize God is responsible, and whatever I'm instrument for, the guarantee is there that Baba will make everything happen in the right way. Not to think that I have to be responsible, not that burden, not to carry that, that's what she's meaning. But the guarantee that everything will be right, there will not be any loss. And we experience that strength from Baba because we understand that we are in an army. And when Daddy used the word army, they started looking at her. What does she mean? And so this is the army that Baba has created to transform the world. She said, I'm not one, but there are so many like me. And this army is very strong, and so strong that no one can lead this army. No one can become, can feel cowardly, because we are in an army. We are part of the godly government. We are present for godly service. And so those who are committed to godly service, they are strong. Wherever they are strong. So on this day of silence, Monday, that is giving us this homework of silence to check ourselves, to see how much we've changed. And then they asked, because they're youth, to what extent do you want us, do you want to see transformation in us? And so that he was saying, we want to see transformation in the world, but what type of transformation? That the world stops being corrupt, stops being sinful. So we have to perform such elevated actions that any little sin that's left within the soul also gets wiped out, and to perform such elevated actions that we are able to destroy the sins of others. And just as God sends His rays from up above and the clouds rain on this dry earth, there cannot be rain without clouds. No matter how much water you may spray around from other sources, that land will never become saturated with water as it would if it were to shower down from up above, from the clouds. And so to remain in silence, we go up above so that we can then shower the world, to bring world transformation. And so to be the stars, so we are the stars of the earth, but what sort of eclipses are we under, the poor stars? We have Mamma and Baba, two sparkling stars, and Mamma and Baba watch us and we look at each other. What's this one doing? What's that one doing? What's the other one doing? And Baba says, that's not your business, really, because Baba is not seeing what this one's doing and what that one's doing. What he does, he sits up above and he gives us love, he teaches us, he explains to us, he gives us his sakash, he gives us his love, his sakash of light and might, his rays of light and might. He's not sitting watching what we're up to, each one of us. But Brahma Baba, who was a bodily being, Shiv Baba has made him his companion and kept him up there in the subtle region. And so the soul of Brahma Baba is also inspiring us. Shiv Baba, the mother, the father, the teacher, the friend, the form of the Satguru. He gives us the power of all relationships with him. And so then it's up to us. And it's, Baba says, it's a matter of the relationship between the children and the father. The child knows and the father knows. No one else knows what this relationship is about. And others will just observe the atmosphere and see what you are doing, but they don't know what this relationship is about. And so they were asking that this relationship, is that what spirituality is? And then he said, yes, that's what spirituality is about. Then you know what spiritual power is internally. And then the vision we have for one another transforms. Of course, they're all human beings, and all human beings are good. Essentially, all human beings are good. And so we need to extend that friendship to everyone. And let me use the goodness that's within the self. And if there's anything that's not good within the self, if there's anything that's bad, then let me remove that. We think about all the things of what's good about others, what's not good about others, but what I have to do is remove what's bad in me and use the things that are good within the self. And so, know what is good, know what is bad. And then they ask me, how long does it take to decide that? How long does it take to decide what's good within you and what's not good? How long does it take to know that this is what I must do? This is what I shouldn't do. So Baba gives us so much strength internally, and he directs us, child, do this, move forward, do this. And he'll say, no, you mustn't do this. Therefore, I wouldn't do it. Not that I do it, because Baba would then pull my ears. And then all of you know that those who follow God's directions, but if we go into another direction, what would Baba do? This is what today's children are like. The father, mother and father, the parents say to the children, do this, they give directions, but the children go in some other direction. But these days, parents can't do anything about it. But we are God's children. And so, Baba says, children, follow the directions that I give you. But there are some poor children who deliberately change their direction in life. So then what can God do? He wouldn't get angry. So we Brahmin children know this. We know the children are number wise according to effort. So it's not just that they're going to become subjects, but they're going to become the subjects of subjects. And so what effort would they make? Baba would not get angry. Baba would think, what can Baba do? Baba says, claim the royal status, and what do? They claim the status of the subjects of subjects. So that means that they are not leaving that slavery and becoming the rulers. And so Dadi told them this. She said, let go of the things that make you slaves and become the masters. So what will be the life of one who is like a slave, one who is under compulsion all the time? What would be the life of someone who's royal, someone who's like a king, someone who's a master? And so Baba simply, very lovingly says, come and sit with Baba. And in the meeting, Dadi described one scene, how Baba would say, children, hold a meeting, and Baba will come and join the meeting. And in one time, Baba gave instructions to have museums made in three places, Delhi, Agra and Jaipur. And this was the time Mohini Ben had taken spiritual birth, and Baba said to Jagdish Bhai, Mohini Ben, other children, hold a meeting, and Baba will join the meeting. And the children said, but Baba, where's the money going to come from? Baba said, Baba will give half, and the children have to find the rest. And so Baba said this very happily. And so Baba gave this one direction for opening three museums in Agra, Delhi and Jaipur, one in each of these places. And in one meeting, such a major decision, and Baba said, we won't discuss it too much, we won't debate about it, but this is something that has to happen. And so they were using this word leaders, leaders, and Dadi said, we don't use this word here, we don't have this word. We have the word instrument. An instrument doesn't talk too much, but carries out the work, carries out the task, and shows everyone how to do it. It's a matter of doing, not simply telling others what they have to do, but doing. And we saw Baba do everything first. So today, as the announcement earlier, it will be a joint Murli class. You'll listen to Murli. Brian, is that okay? So that we hear Murli directly in Hindi from Dadi, and you'll receive translation. So first Murli, and then we will have Bhog. Okay, Jagriti has something to say.
Last mein murli suna ke bhog laga ke phir
first we will have murli
bhog maine kaha tha lagana hai bhog lagana hai yog mein baithna hai maine parso bol raha tha na jaise bolo. अच्छा अभी तो मुरली सुने फिर से
सो वी विल हैव मुरली टुगेदर आफ्टरवर्ड्स दादी विल
बोला था चलो हो गया जो भी करेंगे जो भी करेंगे
आफ्टरवर्ड्स वी विल हैव टोली फ्रॉम दादी
ऐसे करो 5 minutes अभी साइलेंस करो
सो फर्स्ट लेट्स हैव 5 minutes of silence. We'll just hear directions, announcements. And then, according to the class that we've just heard, to have that silence, to live with patience and love, so that it becomes our natural nature to have silence, to have patience, to have love.
मूली के बाद दादी सबको टोली खिलाएंगे